It is World Famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It is the Memorial 500 all weekend long, the biggest K-Rock songs of all time. And we are up to number 473 with Danzig on K-Rock. It is the World Famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. It is the Memorial 500 all weekend. We count down the biggest K-Rock songs of all time, which means you're going to hear a lot of stuff that you're not used to hearing. And that was Wet Leg and Chaise Lounge. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. There's a guy in Atlanta who's tired of gas prices going up, so he put a small engine in a Barbie toy Jeep, and he's driving that around. We're going to talk to him today on the show. People are dumb. A guy robbed the same Walgreens 27 times in a row. Hooters is trying to be more family friendly? Question mark. In the 5 o'clock hour, we've got more tickets for you to see Pumpkins at the Forum November 12th. And we will continue with this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Stop doing what you're doing.
Yes, please. We're doing the Memorial 500, which means you're going to be hearing a lot of music that we don't normally play. I love these countdowns. This is number 469. It's Lying From You by Linkin Park on K-Rock.
In East Los Angeles, where a drilling mistake has created a big mess in the middle of a major intersection.
Crude oil.
Ah, crude oil. Thank God. It's something we have an endless supply of. It is the Memorial 500. This is Song.
It's hard to wake up.
I'll look it up. Sorry. Another chance for you to win tickets to see Smashing Pumpkins at the Forum and get on the standby boarding list to see them again in Chicago at Lollapalooza is coming up at 3 o'clock. It is a long weekend, and I love these weekends so much. The traffic can be a little rough, but I don't think there's many problems today. What's that?
In East Los Angeles, where a drilling mistake has created a big mess in the middle of a major intersection.
Crude oil.
Ah, fantastic. Crude oil. We have an endless supply.
It was bubbling up from underground, seeping through the asphalt and the concrete.
We saw crews finally putting down sand, as you can see right behind me. They were pushing all that sand over some of these spots where some of that oil spilled.
So it ruptured the concrete, significant flow. We were looking at about 5 gallons of a second coming out.
5 gallons a second. Wow.
The leak has now stopped and we're moved on to our mission now of protecting the environment.
What happened that we have oil coming up from underground on our streets?
A construction crew drilling to install fiber optic cables nicked a 16-inch in diameter pipeline transporting crude oil from Kern County to the Port of L.A.
Oops.
Nearby family business Ramos Industries says they arrived to see oil in the front of their driveway.
They said when they're trying to pull out of here that the trucks were getting stuck on it and just skidding on the oil for just how slippery it was.
Hey, that was a pretty good man on the street interview for a newscast.
This morning was really bad.
Resident Ernest Mendoza says he was only aware of the incident when he smelled it coming into his home.
They should have had issued some type of evacuation order that says, hey, close your windows, keep your windows closed, this is bad for you.
Another solid man on the street interview. Congrats, Channel 7.
LA County Fire says the smell should subside and recommends those nearby keep doors and windows closed. Right now, the focus is on environmental concerns as most of the oil moved into the storm drains.
That doesn't seem easy.
We're out there checking the storm drain network to see how far this flow went. Then once they figure that out, they're going to have to stop it and initiate cleanup efforts.
All right, that sounds impossible. But at least it's not going to get to the ocean.
It's pretty sad because I know this is going to go directly to the LA River, and we're pretty close to Santa Monica. If there's any, like, runoff, I'm pretty sure it's not going to take long for it to get over there.
Hmm.
Not cool.
Not cool. We are playing the biggest K-Rock songs of all time at number 464. It's Beastie Boys, K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle, you win.
Oh, no, I have been trying all week.
I'm so happy excited. You kept trying because you got tickets to see Smashing Pumpkins at the Kia Forum on November 12th. And Monday, there is a grand prize drawing to send somebody to Lollapalooza.
Happy Memorial Day!
K-Rock number 461.
It is the Memorial 500 all week long. The biggest K-Rock songs. This is number 460 on K-Rock. It is the Memorial 500, the biggest 500 songs of all time on K-Rock. We need to talk about Hooters for a second.
Well, Hooters may not be the first place you think of to bring the family for dinner.
Hey, kids, who wants to go to Hooters?
Yay!
But the chain is hoping to change that. The company's CEO, Neil Kiefer, says he wants people to think of Hooters as its original beach-themed eatery.
I think the name might be a bit of a problem.
And a neighborhood place that families are welcome in. Kiefer said the chain faces challenges under private equity ownership, which included server uniforms becoming overly sexualized.
What?
Changes to the uniform and the menu items are expected in the rebrand in an effort to build trust among fans.
I think the name is going to be an issue as it's called Hooters. Maybe you want to go with something that doesn't mean that to kids. You could call it Honkers. You could call it Honker Burger. There you go. You're welcome. We are doing the Memorial 500, the 500 biggest songs of K-Rock of all time, and I can't believe they're actually entrusting it to me. I believe we are at number 457. With Lenny Kravitz on K-Rock. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. The Memorial 500 will continue. It is the countdown of the biggest K-Rock songs of all time. So you're going to be hearing a bunch of music that you don't normally hear in the afternoon. And I love that. I'm sure you've seen this guy in the news or on social media. His name is Molly Hightower. He's a 30-year-old handyman from Atlanta, my bad. He took a pink Power Wheels Barbie Dream Camper and put an engine in it and is driving around Atlanta. It is one of the weirdest things you'll ever see. He pulls up to a gas station and says, I'll take $1, please. $1 of gas. And we have him on the phone. We're going to talk to him.
Yes, $1, that little mini car, as he calls it, cost all of $3 to fill up entirely, compared to about $60 for his real car, a minivan. And while he can't pick up the kids in the mini car, he did install a rack for groceries. And as long as he stays off the highway, he says the local cops have been understanding.
Molly Hightower, a 30-year-old handyman from Georgia, just outside Atlanta. You got tired of gas prices and tell us what you built.
I built me a little mini Barbie camper, Barbie Jeep, whatever you like to call it. And that's pretty much what I like to drive around and get around town. Well, I'm outside of town right now to compete with gas prices and not having to drive my regular cars.
It's not street legal, right? I didn't see headlights or...
No, it has everything. It has headlights, tail lights, horns, blinkers, everything, the whole nine. Except
does it?
Pretty much airbags at this point, yeah.
Does it has a seatbelt?
Yeah, it has a seatbelt harness, everything.
Wow. What about the horn? This is the horn that comes with the Barbie camper. I hope you kept that. Is it street legal?
Yes and no. Technically, it's street legal, but it's not street legal. No, it's not.
I don't understand that. Technically, it is, but it's not?
On paper, it's street legal. It has tail lights, all of that type of stuff. But, I mean, if it doesn't... I put insurance on it, but, I mean, as far as registration, a tag, all that type of stuff, no. It's a goat car at the end of the day.
Have you been pulled over?
Yes, I have, but it's not really a big deal because when I have been pulled over on it, it's really never been a big deal. You kind of got to know where you need to take it, you know?
Oh, so the cops were like, all right, listen, just don't take it on the freeway?
Pretty much, like, be safe, brother, and just kind of stay out the way of, like, you know, stay out of the way of, like, major traffic, but just, you know, stay out of the way of that and you'll be okay.
That is crazy. Why did you decide on a Barbie car?
Just because the Barbie camper was, it has the full body around it. It just looks, you know, hilarious. It's huge. And I was like, that'll be something that'll just be a cool little mini SUV.
You said that you had a bunch of other ones that you've also built. What else do you have?
Well, I have my wife one. I built her like a little mini Viper. and I've built a Cadillac and an F-150 and a Mustang and a Bronco. And I built a number of them. I think the Barbie car is maybe like number 10.
What is the engine that you use in that Barbie camper?
So basically, they're engines from pressure washers, generators, or just have a different attachment on it to make it work for a go-kart.
I got you.
Attached to the clutch.
Does it have a horn? Is it the horn that comes with the Barbie car?
No, you added my own horn. I have a whole control panel up front with a horn and a tablet screen, and it controls all of my lights and music and pretty much everything like a real car.
What the hell, man? You are a talented human being.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much.
Just by way of recap, it is technically street legal, but also it's not.
Yes.
That's the wrap up. All right. Thank you for talking to me, Mel. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. It is the Memorial 500. All weekend, we're counting down the biggest K-Rock songs of all time. I believe that was 449, but don't hold me to it. It's time for Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
Number one, 81-year-old streamer Grandma Crackers has gone viral after getting swatted during one of her Minecraft streams. The grandmother originally became popular online for playing Minecraft to help raise money for her grandson's cancer treatment, which her community donated nearly $75,000 in support. And the other night, someone made a fake emergency call that led to a massive police response involving SWAT officers, multiple police cars, and drones surrounding her home. And this is her talking about the experience.
Let me tell you about my swatting experience. I was asleep. I was so asleep. I did not want to get up. And these policemen came in the door, the prettiest policewoman I've ever seen, the beautiful eyes, so sweet, but I think she could kick butt if she needed to. She was so sweet. And they walked me out, and I didn't know what was going on, but it was kind of fun. It was.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And my kids and grandkids and my kid, they were hugging me. You know, you can't get that much attention. I was getting all kinds of hugs. I was really eating it up. It was kind of fun.
I love her so much.
I'm so obsessed with her. Okay, number two. And I know you talked to this guy earlier today.
Yeah, I love him.
So this man out of Georgia has a creative answer to the rising gas prices, turning a kid's Barbie camper into what he calls a mini car that only takes $3 to fill up. Here is that story.
From the Model T to the Tesla, the history of America is in what we drive. So what does this say about right now? It's a Barbie camper of sorts designed by the guy driving it there, 30-year-old Molly Hightower, a handyman not far from Atlanta. He says he started with a go-kart base and the engine from an old power washer, and what he got is maybe the ultimate answer to higher gas prices.
Gas is getting too high, so I got to do what I can. I can't do the my regular cars. I got to do my little mini cars. So if I can get $1 on pump six.
Yes, $1, that little mini car, as he calls it, costs all of $3 to fill up entirely compared to about $60 for his real car, a minivan. And while he can't pick up the kids in the mini car, he did install a rack for groceries. And as long as he stays off the highway, he says the local cops have been understanding. Oh, and yes, he says this is for real.
Gas has always been an issue. It goes up, it goes down, things like that. But this time is when I'm actually starting to feel it.
And there it is. Maybe not the Barbie Dreammobile, but at $3 a tank, pretty close to a dream.
I was so inspired by his story and just his attitude.
So much.
Was he really cool to talk to?
Very.
Oh,
I said, is that street legal? And he said, technically, yes, but no. I'm not sure I understood that, but all right.
Number three, since we are walking into a nice long Memorial Day weekend, you might want to go out and see a movie. I'm very excited about The Mandalorian and Grogu. This is the first theatrical Star Wars movie in years with Pedro Pascal, Sigourney Weaver, and Jeremy Allen White. Passenger is a new horror thriller starring Melissa Leo and Jacob Scipio. And I Love Boosters is a comedy about a crew of shoplifters targeting a fashion mogul starring Kiki Palmer, Lakeith Stanfield, and Demi Moore. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
It is the Memorial 500 all weekend long. It's the biggest K-Rock songs of all time. This is number 445.
And we've got 5 o'clock story time coming up and your shot to win tickets to see the Pumpkins at the Forum on December 12th.
It is the Memorial 500, the biggest K-Rock songs of all time. That was Head Like a Hole by Nine Inch Nails. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. What are you doing this weekend, Megan?
Okay, so I'm going to Vegas for the first time in many, many, many years. And, of course, I'm going to see No Doubt at the Sphere, which I'm very excited about.
Gambling?
So I was kind of saying that I get nervous. I've never sat at a gambling table before. I've done slot machines, but I never win. I always lose. And maybe this is going to be the year.
This is going to sound like I'm setting you up.
Okay.
But blackjack tables, for the most part, when it's not super busy, the dealer will help you quite often.
Okay.
Just go, what am I supposed to do? And they'll go, well, you're supposed to take a hit or
all
whatever.
Right. Okay.
They're really good about
and
that.
And blackjack, I feel like that would be the game that I could actually do well at.
Yeah, as long as it's not a crazy crowded table.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not doing that. No. We're going middle of the day. So yeah, I'm very excited to go up, but it has been a while.
And I would like to get some phone calls now of Vegas disasters so that we can prepare Megan for what's going to happen for real this weekend.
Oh, man.
So you had a Vegas disaster. It could be a hotel disaster. It could be health. It could be money, for sure.
Oh,
it could be money.
Oh, God.
Maybe you won a tremendous amount of money and then gave it all back. Plus, whatever. I left my phone in a cab.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That happened one time. And then I went inside to the security and I was like, can you pull up the video of the cab and get the license plate number? And then we can call the cab company. And then finally someone said, hey, why don't you just call your phone? So I called my phone, and the guy goes, I was waiting. I didn't know how long this was going to take.
Oh, my God, Inspector Gadget.
But he had my phone, so. Vegas disasters is what we're looking for at 800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts.
And for the best one, we are going to hook you up with your tickets to see the Pumpkins at the Forum on November 12th.
Vegas disasters, 800-520-1067. The music is different because we're doing Memorial 500. It is the biggest K-Rock songs of all time.
And this is always so much fun. Also, this song just went diamond certified. All American Rejects gives you hell on K-Rock.
Megan is going to Vegas this weekend, so we're taking Vegas disaster stories.
The 818 said, went to Vegas with an old K-Rock phone screener who catfished me and left me at Slots O' Fun and never came back. Had to call my dad to come pick me up because I had no way home.
That's so great.
I want to find out who this was.
I want to hear that call to his dad. I lost track. Megan, what number is that?
Oh, God, dude.
I'm just kidding.
Put me on the spot. No freaking idea.
I think it's 430-something, 434,
maybe.
It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday. We are taking your phone calls. Megan is going to Vegas this weekend.
Yes.
And she says it's been a long time since she's gone, and she hasn't really gambled much at all.
No.
So I thought we could prepare her for this weekend by taking your phone calls of Vegas disasters.
When I used to live in Vegas, my whole family came out for my grandparents' 50th wedding anniversary.
Right.
And it was the whole family, grandparents, uncles, cousins, and they booked us a show. Well, we go to the show, and it's like a topless review. They have no idea.
I was going to ask you if you took them to a strip club, but I didn't even need to.
Yeah, they had like projectors, like designs all over their bodies. It was beautiful, but we were all like, oh my God, they don't know what they booked. And it was hilarious and awkward at the same time.
Oh, my God. So you're watching your whole family just be inundated with boobs.
Did your grandpa love it?
I think he did.
Of course.
I looked at them and they were just like, wow. Speechless, wow.
He's thinking, my family is the best.
Three generations, man. We loved it.
Now that's a family reunion.
Yes,
that's
it is.
That's how you do it.
K-Rock, hello.
Kevin, what's going on, buddy?
Vegas disasters.
Vegas disaster. Okay, so this is not my disaster, but I was a participant. I used to go with my cousin. He used to go to Vegas like once every 2 to 3 months. He'd take about $5,000 and play until he either won big or came back with nothing. But I was the designated driver, and he would give me our gas money, our food money to get back home. And he'd tell me, don't give it back to me. We get there Friday afternoon around 9 p.m., I'd say, by 2:30 in the morning. So Saturday morning at 2:30 a.m.,
yep.
He comes to me and says, hey, do you have any money? He's lost everything. We are already in the hotel until Sunday. So for the next day and a half, all we did was walk around Vegas.
Oh.
We couldn't eat anything because it was our food money to go back.
No.
You're a good designated driver.
Right? You're like, this is the only way we're getting back.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi there. I flooded the hotel room in Las Vegas while at Frozen Fury.
It flooded?
Frozen Fury, yep, flooded our hotel room, and it was raining in the room below us at the MGM Grand.
This is back when the Kings used to play the Avalanche in a preseason game in Vegas called Frozen Fury.
Oh.
So you're there for that, and your room flooded.
Yes, sir. Had a little too much to drink. Fell asleep with the bathtub on and...
Oh, you flooded it. Oh, I thought you meant you came back to your room and it was flooded. You flooded it.
In case they're listening, maybe it wasn't me. Maybe, you know...
Sure, could have been anyone that got into your room and turned on the bath.
You got it. Turned on the bath, drunk, and flooded our room and the one below us.
But didn't they figure it out at some point?
Oh, yeah. They rang the room, said, hey, security's at the door. You need to go talk to them. I went to the door butt naked, and they said, sir, we've got a report of flood downstairs or raining downstairs. Can we check your room? I said, sure, come on in. And then you hear him say, this is security. We need a shot back in 1322, shot back in 1322.
Oh, my God, dude.
I love
that
it.
That is epic.
Don't think about that this weekend. Don't think about your room flooding. Don't think about any of
God,
that.
Oh, God, what are you doing to me?
Your Vegas disasters at 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello.
So I went to Vegas with my wife and my father-in-law. He was there in town from Argentina. He didn't speak English. And he wanted to go to a strip club. I was like, okay, that's a terrible idea with your daughter. But ended up getting a limo for him. My wife wanted to go. And I had to translate for my father-in-law, who didn't speak English, on he wanted to know if they were prostitutes or not. Because a little different situation in Argentina.
He asked you if they were prostitutes.
Yes, yeah. So my wife, my father-in-law, and I were all at the... watching the dancers throwing the dollar bills. My wife had no idea how dirty and grimy strip clubs actually were. So that was the worst experience of her life.
Nicely done.
But did father-in-law go home with one of the women?
Oh, he tried for sure, but he's about 5 foot tall and about 3 feet around. So he's a big dude. But, oh my God, I was his best friend after that. It was just the most amazing experience.
We are in the middle of the Memorial 500, the biggest K-Rock songs of all time. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday, who's going to Vegas this weekend.
And now I don't know if I want to go after all these stories.
We are taking your phone calls on Vegas disasters. You have a story like that?
So several years ago, I go with a couple friends, and it's Christmas Eve. We're going for the holidays. We're all hanging out gambling, and then my buddy Leo, who had the room, just vanishes. He disappears. We call him over and over for hours, can't get a hold of him. The room was in his name, and we were not on the room, so none of us could get inside. I try to go downstairs to negotiate with the front desk guy. I end up arguing with the dude, throwing a key at him, the little room key. I had to throw it a couple times because I dropped it the first time, and he was not pleased with that. I went around for a couple of hours with that key because I had a key, but I couldn't remember the room number. So I swiped it on hundreds of rooms just randomly, hoping one of them would work.
Wow.
Only to learn eventually that on your third missed swipe, on the third wrong door, they disabled the key. So that didn't help. I ended up sleeping in my car that night because I had driven. So I'm in the parking structure sleeping in my car on Christmas Eve.
Sounds like a perfect Christmas Eve.
Oh, my God, dude.
Eventually, we do catch up to Leo the next day. The dude is covered in scrapes and bruises, and his phone is shattered. And he swears that he got beat up by a bunch of thugs or something. But
what a liar.
Leo. Like,
Leo's a liar.
He was absolutely a liar. It looked very clearly like he started to fall and then broke his fall with his phone in his hand.
Yeah, of course.
His hands were all scraped up. It was an interesting night, to say the least. I ended up cursing out a front desk guy, sleeping alone in my car. It was a fun Christmas.
You do good work.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
Vegas disasters.
So, kind of a two-pronged disaster. I was a lot younger, went out there, had about a couple grand to blow. Ended up winning, right? I was up maybe $2,000 to $3,000, and we were with a bunch of buddies. So me and one friend were like, yeah, we're going to stay one more night, you know? So we get another hotel room. We go out. I lose all of it.
Yep.
I lose the rest of what's in my bank account.
Oh, no!
And so now, you know, and I'm in my 20s, so, like, I don't even think I had a credit card. So now I'm stuck in Vegas. I can't afford a plane ticket home. And we remembered we had one buddy that had moved out there. And somehow we got his address, but we weren't able to contact him. We had enough money for a cab. We got a cab to his house. And it's, like, 6 in the morning, and we're at his house, and we're trying to, like, knock, and no one's coming to the door. So we, like, break in and go into his backyard. His dog ends up coming out and attacking us. He comes out yelling, thinking somebody's trying to break into his house. Sees it's us, and he's like, oh, shit. All right, well, I guess you guys can stay the night. Ended up having to have mom wire me money to get home the next day.
What the hell?
So don't do that, Megan.
It's like a movie.
Don't think about that when you're going, Megan. Don't think about that.
Time to go home, just go home.
That is great advice for
sure. Oh, my
sure.
God. That's so wild.
All right. Who are we picking?
Oh, come on. We know we got to go with the guy that flooded his own hotel room.
His own and the one behind beneath him.
Yeah, so that's Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Right on, guys. Right on.
Nice work. Dude. Turning on your shower and passing out.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Kind of following, taking a lead by example from you, Kevin, from back in the day from Frozen Fury, right?
How dare you.
A good time.
Yeah, those were great times, but I never flooded a room, my friend.
Yes,
all right, you are our winner.
You're going to go see the Pumpkins at the Forum on November 12th.
How cool is that?
Yes,
that is freaking
sir.
Cool. Right.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
It is a Memorial 500 all weekend long. We're playing the biggest K-Rock songs of all time. This is number 425 from Muse.
And you're going to have one final chance coming up at 6 o'clock to win your tickets to see the Pumpkins at the Forum November 12th and be on the standby boarding list. See them again at Lollapalooza.